I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. While Sudan gets ready for a secession vote, Wycliffe Associates trying to make sure that their Bible translation moves forward. Wycliffe had to close their Juba Training Center in 1988, but it's open again, and Wycliffe Associates, it's doing its part to help Bible translation, according to Bruce Smith. See, Sudan's a huge strategic priority for them. There's a matching grant on right now. Your gift to Wycliffe Associates will be doubled. We've got a link at our website. And just drying out from early November flooding, parts of Sri Lanka are back underwater as a second round of heavy rains hit the island nation. Gospel for Asia reports the work hasn't been hindered, but pastors and believers there need prayer. Roads are underwater and impassable, and many are displaced. GFA Compassion Services teams are in the area ministering to people affected by the flooding. Pray that as Christians reach out, they'll be able to share their faith as well. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Become an M&N fan on Facebook. Got a link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.